Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to learn ilm deen. A moment spent in learning ilm deen is better than the nafli ibadat of whole day and whole night. This is the reality that we are going to die. And when we die, we leave everything behind. There is something that goes with us in the qabr. That can be a very good friend, or that can be a very scary figure that might make person very fearful and uncomfortable. Therefore, it is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah, Hazrat Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that three things go after the mayyat: his family members, his wealth, and his amal. Two things, which is his family and his wealth, they come back. And one thing, which is his amal, his action, that stays with him in the qabr. In this hadith, those three things are mentioned which are connected with the life of human being in this worldly life. But from those three things, two things, which is his maal, wealth, and his family members, they are disloyal and they leave the person and they come back. And only thing that is loyal and would stay with the mayyat in the qabr is his action, his amal. Mufassir Shahir, Muhaddith Kabir, Hakim ul Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he writes, after the death, three things go up to the grave. Two things are disloyal, which leave the deceased person and come back. And one is loyal, which stays with him. So two things which are regarded as disloyal is the wealth and the family. And one thing which is regarded as loyal to the mayyat is his actions, his deeds, his amal. Hazrat Allama Mulla Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi, he says, the people of the household which are mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah is your relatives, your children, your wife, your brothers, your sisters, your parents, or whichever other blood relationship you have, and even friends, people who are close to you, they all are meant by it, which means that all of them, they leave you alone and they come back. And after the family members, what is mentioned is maal, means wealth. That also goes up to the qabr with the person. Ulama ikram have explained, normally when we talk about maal, it means that gold, silver, you know, slaves, male, female slaves, animals, houses, etc. But what is referred in this hadith mubarakah is maal that is used, the wealth that is used on burial of the person, like giving kafan and ghusl and tadfeen and expenses and etc. And when person is buried completely, now he is totally disconnected from the wealth. So this is what is meant, that maal goes with him and does not stay with him. And also ulama ikram have mentioned that this was a style in Arabia, that when person dies, they would take his animals with him, his slaves with him, and when they finish bury him, then that would come back. So this is what is meant, that his wealth goes with him and then it comes back. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, everything of this dunya is temporary, is perishable. Whether it is house or wealth or relatives or friends, everything is with you for a particular time. And all the benefit that you attain from these things is also temporary to a particular time. Whenever a person becomes victim of the death, all these things also depart from you, they leave you. Person stays arrogant throughout his life upon his wealth, but the death mixes his pride in the sand. The wealth which he thinks that it is mine, after his death, his relatives, inheritors, they take control of it. The real wealth which belongs to a person, a believing person, is that which he has spent in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal and treasured it for the hereafter. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, person says, my wealth, whereas only three things are his wealth. Number one, what he has eaten and finished. what he has consumed it. Oh, what he wore and made it old. Oh, he has treasured it for the hereafter by giving in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And whatever is besides these three kinds of wealth, he's going to leave for the people. Only thing that goes with the deceased person in his grave are his deeds, his actions. If his actions are good, he would find comfort and company from his good deeds. And if his actions are bad, evil, they will be cause of punishment in the qabr. Allama Badruddin Aini alayhi rahmatullah al-qawi, he says, what is mentioned in this hadith mubarakah, that actions of a mayyat remain with the mayyat. So the meaning of remaining with the mayyat is that if the mayyat is pious, salih, his action comes in front of him in beautiful face, beautiful dress, with beautiful fragrance, like a human being, like a person, wearing beautiful clothes, wearing beautiful fragrance, beautiful shining lightful face, and says to him, good news to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made your matter easy. The deceased person asks, who are you? And that amal says that I'm your amal, I'm your deed. And in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said regarding a disbeliever that in his qabr a person comes with very ugly face, and he says to him that I am your evil action, your evil amal. Allama Mulla Ali Qari alayhi rahmatullah al-bari, he says, when we talk about amal in this hadith mubarakah, it means those actions and sayings or words upon which person attains thawab or sin, reward or sin. Therefore it is said that qabr is a box of amal. And it is mentioned in hadith mubarakah that qabr is garden from the gardens of paradise, or it is a ditch from the ditches of hell. Mufassir Shahir, Muhaddith Kabir, Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi says, meaning of a'mal or actions is good and bad deeds which the mayyat has performed in his lifetime. And the meaning of amal going with the mayyat in the qabr, it means that good or bad amal or action stay connected with the person. So if the deeds are good, they are accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they will always stay with the person in the grave or stay connected with the grave. And the bad actions, if the person is a believer but he has bad actions, so there's possibility that there might be an intercession for him, or Allah may forgive without any reason, or maybe person is put into the punishment, and thereafter then bad deeds are disconnected from that person. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His mercy upon anyone, then that person is successful in the hereafter, providing that he died with iman. So keep in mind that qabr can be an oven of Jahannam, or it can be a garden of paradise. For this reason, the qabrs of the pious people are called rawda, because it means garden. Their kubur are gardens from the gardens of paradise. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, it is very sad that though we all know that we are going to die, and people are dying in front of our eyes on a daily basis. Sometimes we see our parents are dying. Sometimes we see our children are dying. Sometimes we closing the eyes of our own brothers and sisters. We are giving them ghusl, bath. We are giving them kafan, shroud. We are giving shoulder to the janaza of some Muslims, relatives or non-relatives. We are walking with the janaza of someone. And sometimes we are lowering the body of someone in the qabr. Do not forget that this is going to happen to me, to you, and to everyone. And then what goes with you is not your friends, not your relatives, not your beloved wife, not your beloved husband, not your children, not your brothers, not your sisters, not your parents, not your colleagues, whose company you always miss in the dunya. They all leave you alone. So your amal will go with you, your action will go with you. Dunya is a farm of the akhirah. Whatever you're going to sow here, the crop would be ready in the hereafter, and you're going to cut that crop. Amal se zindagi banti hai, jannat bhi jahannam bhi. Ye khaki apni fitrat mein na noori hai na nari hai. So through amal you get jannat or jahannam, or you qualify for jannat or jahannam. So this is something that we have to do and prepare ourselves in this dunya. Even though many things glitter and shine and they look very attractive, and we get absorbed in the pleasures of these things, but the reality is that soon all that would be finished and we are going to die. The poet has said it very beautifully. Jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. Duniya is not the place where you should give your heart and you should fall in love. This is actually a place to learn a lesson. It is not a show where you sit and enjoy for a while. Jahan mein hain ibrat ke har su namune, magar tujhko andha kiya rang o bu ne. Even though in this world there are many things that can teach you a lesson, there are many examples that you can follow and understand that how temporary and perishable this life is. But the glitter of this dunya, the pomp and glory of this dunya has made us blind. We don't see it or we don't want to see it. Kabhi gaur se bhi ye dekha hai tune, jo abad the wo mahal ab hain sune. Have you ever pondered upon this reality? That palaces which were full of life, now they are deserted. There are so many places, so many homes where there were activities and they were vibrant and there was a lot of enjoyment and pleasure. But now there is nothing. They are haunted places. Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai, ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, we learn from this discourse that after a person dies, his connection is cut off from everything. He is disconnected. Except the amal, the deeds which he takes them with him or her in the qabr. So make sure that we have good amal and enough amal so that we can enjoy in the qabr when we are all alone, when there's nobody. We learn from this discourse that real wealth of human being is that which would be helpful for him in the hereafter. And that would be the wealth which he spends in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he will get the reward of it in the hereafter. And we learn that good deeds, they come to comfort the heart of mayyat in the qabr in the form of beautiful person with beautiful face. And they give him a good news. And the bad deeds come with a ugly face. And person is very scared of that company. And we learn from this discourse that the good deeds, they become reason for some graves to become gardens from the gardens of paradise. And bad deeds, evil deeds, they become cause for many people that their qabrs become ditches from the ditches of hell. Also we learn that no matter how many comforts and luxuries you may have in the dunya, and after death you are going to leave them. So the more comforts and more luxuries you have in the dunya, more sadness you will experience because you have to leave them. You worked hard to build them up, to earn them, and now you can't do anything. You have to leave them for other people to use. In this discourse, the Hadith Mubarakah I have quoted, person is motivated to do the good deeds. Because when people will leave you all alone in the qabr, so only thing that would be useful to you is your action, is your amal, and you will find company and comfort with your good deed. And we learn that intelligent person is that who, while he is living in the dunya, he does the preparation of akhirah. And he does the good deeds, pious deeds. And he always tries to stay away from the evil deeds, from sins. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives tawfiq that we may do the good deeds. and refrain from the evil deeds, bad deeds. May Allah put love in our hearts to do pious deeds, to do good deeds, and to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And may Allah put hatred in our hearts towards the evil deeds, so we do not get encouraged to commit evil deeds. Ameen bijah an-nabiyil ameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Beauty of Islam, beauty of Islam, beauty of Islam, beauty of Islam.